they have you, and that's a good thing to make it a good day. The Good Day program on the air for Wednesday, the 14th of March, almost halfway through the month. Jennifer Horn is here with me to go through what's going on in the world, things that will pique your interest conversationally. The results from Mississippi and Alabama show Rick Santorum to have garnered most of the vote, or at least the majority of votes, 35% for Santorum, Gingrich 29%, Romney 3rd, Ron Paul 4th.
Can you believe it?
What do you mean? What's to believe?
Just this election's so funny. It's back and forth all the time. I love
it's the same way as the Democrats 4 years. People have such short memories. It's really pretty interesting. And even McCain didn't have a lock on things. What I find interesting is people speculating that Sarah Palin will get into the race because I'm needed. Meanwhile, Newt Gingrich says, I will not leave the field. I will not.
I'm staying put.
I am going to stay no matter what. All right, so that's the political situation. It's interesting to look at the state of our country, if you will. Who's doing what and what's doing who under the circumstances. And then you look around the globe at the way people view issues and ideas and democracy and the economy and love and things that are important to people. But under the circumstances, I think just understanding people, and even if we don't understand how they think, the conflagration of information, Jennifer, that comes from all these people, 7 billion people who are on the planet. You know, it took all of history until 1800 for the planet to have 1 billion people. The first billion didn't occupy the planet till 1800, and then the next billion came 130 years later. In the 1930s, the population got to 2 billion. And then less than 100 years after that, the population will hit 8 billion, projected by 2024, 2025 to be 8 billion. It's 7 billion now. So another 12 years, and we hit another billion people. The share of the rural population will fall to 40% by the year 2030 around the world, but even less in Europe and the United States. So who's going to raise the food to feed these 8 billion people? Of that, this is what's so crazy about the population explosion and all the discussion about contraception and that sort of thing and how the Catholic Church says this is horrible. I would like to have a debate. Honestly, I'm not trying to be a wise guy. Honestly have a debate with those in the Catholic Church as to how these people that are coming into the world are going to be fed. And they'll tell you perhaps God will take care of things. There are those who think God will take care of things by having some vast plague that will eliminate half the population of the planet. You hear those stories. The UN Food and Ag Organization says the number of people who are undernourished right now is over 1 billion. So we have 7 billion people, and of that, 1 billion are hungry. Hello, what's the point? Why are we bringing these people? Why are we? Don't we have some responsibility to the people who are here? I guess this is this a philosophical debate? 800-510-8255. What do you think?
I think it's a philosophical debate.
So it's okay to have is immoral. See, I think it's immoral. I think having this population is an immorality. We're bringing people onto the planet we know we can't feed. How is that moral?
But are we doing that, or is it people in other places that don't know any better?
No, we know better, and we're still the population of this country has increased every year in its history.
Didn't I read something that this is the first time where we won't increase our population, that actually people are being more responsible with their family size?
Well, but the maybe part of the equation is that people are living to be older, and that isn't going to change. In fact, people will keep living to be older and older and older. When I get to be 100, it'll not be uncommon for people to be 100. And when you get to be 100, it'll not be uncommon for people to be 110. just the way it's going. But I would be curious to know whether you think it's immoral, and I think this is a thread of conversation we might have off and on today. The study suggests also the amount of water that we have, never mind food,
mm-hmm.
the amount of water we need to raise an acre of
food. To me, that's even more scary because there isn't enough water for all of us.
50,000 gallons a year of water to raise an acre's worth of food. 50,000 gallons. The amount of money that has to be invested in agriculture in order to be able to feed 9 billion people by the year 2050. It'll be 8 billion by 2024, 9 billion by 2050. It'll cost $83 billion a year to feed all these people. Where's that money coming from? The taxes? Who's going to pay? For the people in Africa, they don't have a tax base there. You understand what I'm saying? I think there's an mm-hmm. immorality. I think there's a there is.
So do you think we should put rules on people about how many kids we can have?
I think that people where there is a prohibition. Where is this woman in? Is it Ohio? This woman legislator has introduced legislation. Let me see if I can find this. I just remember going over this. Yeah, there's a woman in Ohio who has introduced a bill to make it impossible. Oh, it wasn't contraceptive, it was Viagra, I think.
Nice.
Well, I remember seeing it, and I don't remember what the nuance. I'll have to dig around because I did see that. Meanwhile, this is perhaps the tragedy of the day. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
The folks that published the Encyclopedia Britannica
yeah.
have said they will no longer print the encyclopedia.
Isn't that sad?
I grew up on
these
things.
I know. And those guys that would come to your door selling them, remember the encyclopedia
yeah.
guys?
Right. Gonzo.
I know. Yeah. Saving room in the home, I guess. You can just use the computer.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. Something about that. So Gerard Butler is apparently a hustler.
He is. That's right.
And
no.
Peter Facinelli.
I know. Our very own Roberta Facinelli's cousin.
Yeah.
Splitsville, we'll tell you
Slide.
That.
Yep. All right, that's coming up in a moment or two, 14 after the hour. You're welcome to join us, as is always the case. You can follow us on Facebook. It's facebook.com/Good Day Show. You can do a little tweet, or you can call us the old-fashioned way. It's 800-510-8255. Speaking of old-fashioned, the old-fashioned way of you mailing letters and of you sending packages is to go to the post office and stand around, wait in line, buy your postage, hope that you got enough money, and if you do, then you give it to the guy behind the window, and you've accomplished something. But how long has it taken you? At what toll do you wait in line these days at the post office? What foolishness. Why would you do that? Stamps.com. You buy official U.S. postage. You print it on your own printer and your computer. Is the post office. Quick, easy, smart, and it takes less than 5 minutes. Count them, Jennifer. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes to get yourself all set up. So why not do it right this minute, says Doug convincingly. Go to stamps.com. They have a special offer for people listening to Doug Stephan. You love it. You are going to be so convinced after having this put in there. And by the way, there's no risk to you to try this out. It's very easy. Go to stamps.com. Before you do anything else, click on the radio mic in the top of the homepage. Type in D-O-U-G, Doug. And because you do that, you'll be entitled to not only this no-risk trial, but $110 in bonuses. You'll get a digital scale and $55 in free postage for signing up at stamps.com and using my name, Doug, D-O-U-G. Enter my promo code, Doug, at stamps.com.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
If you take a multivitamin but your needs have changed, now you can get more support to help keep your heart healthy, your energy up,
come on, Mom, let's go!
Your eyes sharp now and down the road, or to support a healthy pregnancy from conception to nursing. Introducing Centrum Specialist, multivitamins with all the benefits of Centrum plus additional support for your heart, energy, vision, or prenatal needs. Find the Centrum Specialist that's right for you.
Musicians, Guitar Center's legendary green tag sale means one thing. Massive savings of at least 50% off list on hundreds of items throughout the store. Now through Sunday, save big on green tag deals. Like 71% off list on Yamaha full-size Dreadnought Acoustics, just $99. 88% off list on select Zildjian drumsticks, just $1.88 a pair. Dynamic vocal mics, buy one, get three free. And you can still score additional 50% off list savings all month long. But hurry, Guitar Center's green tag sale ends Sunday.
I'm Bill Aberbeck, Associate Vice President of Marketing at Sanofi Pasteur. We're a proud sponsor of March of Dimes March for Babies. March for Babies gives our company an opportunity to support our families and our community. Take steps to help moms and babies at home and around the country. Join us and the 20,000 other companies who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
800-510-8255. Some of the thread of our conversation is a focus on whether it's immoral or not to have children, bring children, encourage children to be brought into the world, and now that some are not going to be fed. Here's Lenora in Brownwood, Texas. Welcome to Good Day, ma'am. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well. Thanks
good.
For asking.
First, I want to say about kids, I'm not sure there's a real good answer for it. I think it should be harder to have kids. Many people have kids and can't take care of them, can't afford them, and the ones that want them can't have them.
That's true.
I think it's through the decade you see kids abused. Okay, maybe because you were abused. If you were abused, change it.
Yeah.
If you were abused, then change it. Oh, I can't change it. You don't want to change it. Maybe you don't know how, so get some help.
So what's the resolve to it in the short term?
I think we should have require a test. How to raise kids, you know.
Yeah.
Raise them.
Right. There ought to be classes in getting married and what it's like to have a family.
Yeah, we have to have a license to drive a car. We should have a license to be a parent, too, don't you think?
Yeah. Well, a license, maybe at least a groove. There ought to be a groove you can get into.
Yeah.
All right, thanks for troubleshooting that question for us, ma'am. 800-510-8255. Right, here is the story from Ohio, where State Senator Nina Turner, the third female lawmaker to introduce a bill that would limit men's access to Viagra and other dysfunction drugs, to make a statement about the dozens of anti-abortion bills that have passed state houses around the country over the past year.
I might like this chick.
Yeah, that's a bitch. I think she's got a point. I think all these people have got a point, frankly. What do you think? 800-510-8255. Good Day Time is 21 after the hour.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increase, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and 3-year warranty. Learn more at Biomat.com. bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a biomat.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
What do you think? Santa Claus, a woman.
What's wrong with Santa being a woman?
So, you know who you said?
Who knows that?
I watched Shrek the Third this weekend.
Yeah, the cookie.
Yeah!
The gingerbread cookie guy.
Love you for getting that right now.
Right. The only thing you're ever going to be king of is King of the Stupids!
Come join us! Good day.
Oh, no. I love this story. Drug users in San Francisco have now formed a drug users union. So the next time you buy crystal meth, look for the union label when you are buying crack or... Actually, the drug users are really different now they formed this union. See, now one guy smokes crack and four other guys stand around watching.
President Obama was at one of the play-in games in Dayton, Ohio tonight. He brought British Prime Minister David Cameron with him. It's part of a cultural exchange program. They go to the basketball game now here in America. And then in July, the Prime Minister has invited Obama to England to participate in a soccer riot. So that'll be fun.
Anyway, the great Phil Plait was on this show recently. Phil's the bad astronomer guy. Phil's got a telescope, and he's at the Discovery Channel. He gave me a piece of meteorite from an asteroid belt. It was awesome. It's not very often a guest gives me something from outer space, unless it's Paula Abdul telling me what she thinks.
Colin Ferguson and Jimmy Kimmel and Jay Leno, some of the late night program humor. 800-510-8255. Ellen DeGeneres had some funny auto corrections.
Funny?
Text messages, yeah. I want to get to a couple of these callers, however, mm-hmm. who would like to be heard on childbearing and rearing and that sort of thing. Barbara, you're on Good Day. Hi.
Hi, Doug. Statistics are wonderful, but as an old Irish friend told me, there's no poverty in the bedroom.
And that means?
Everybody can do it.
Think about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I will. Thank you. Yeah, I'll think about it. Linda, on the same thing. Hi, Linda. Welcome to Good Day.
Yes, good morning.
Morning.
Personally, I think it's a total mistake when people start talking about limiting population because we have no idea what anyone has to give.
Hmm. I don't know. Would you explain that a little bit further? What do you mean?
You never
by that?
Know when the next Einstein's going to come along.
The next Einstein, the next W.E.B. Du Bois, the scientists that worked on cancer.
So that's
enough to
let the population go wild. What about what happens if among these people, we may lose out on something? I mean, I think that's an interesting angle and an excellent argument. But the other side of it is, then what do these people bring to the table? They bring enough to help the other 9 billion people survive and thrive and live well?
Yes, they do.
They do.
I know everyone thinks that someone, Because I remember reading in history about when they used to sterilize handicapped people. Now we find out that that's a mistake, because even they, if they have a child, sometimes their child is better and has more intelligence than they do. Or so I can't.
Well,
agree
you know, it'd be
that.
Nice. I wouldn't argue with you about the intelligence quotient of a lot of people on the planet today. They leave a lot to be desired. That's for sure. Linda, thank you for your thoughts. Here's Ken on the Viagra bill. Yes, Ken, you're on. Good day. Hi.
Good morning, Doug. It's actually the Viagra bill and the discussion about our population that you guys are talking about. In the loosest sense of the word, this would be a contraceptive bill. Because if you think about it, if the guy can't get Viagra, then the whole situation can't happen, ergo there's no
So practice. Would you support this bill then or not?
No. I think it's absolutely
ridiculous. He's like, no.
Yeah. If you wanted to try to wrap your brain around the entire concept, then you could say, well, yeah, technically this will prevent pregnancy. So.
Yeah. All right. Thoughts well put forth. Thank you for the call. It's 28 past the hour on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. With the civil unrest and natural disasters we've seen in the news lately, it's hard to decipher all the travel precautions. So here's what it all means. The State Department issues two kinds of notices to travelers, alerts and warnings. An alert is issued when there's a short-term situation. This can involve anything from a natural disaster to civil unrest. But a travel warning involves longer-term situations. That could mean political unrest or wartime conditions, or it could mean that the American embassy or consulate has limited staff or has even closed. For example, Tunisia received an alert, but Egypt's civil unrest merited a warning, because the U.S. embassy in Cairo was only staffed by emergency personnel. Now, does that mean you should cancel your travel plans every time the State Department issues an alert? Not necessarily. Check what other governments have to say about the situation and read the local English language paper when you get there to get a sense of the conditions. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Lincoln Financial presents the Chief Life Officer Business Update. After 18 years with Ramirez Industries, Mike Ramirez will be leaving and relocating to a university this fall.
His father and Chief Life Officer had this to say.
Study hard, son.
This Chief Life Officer Business Update is brought to you by Lincoln Financial. We protect your family and help secure your future. Take charge at LincolnFinancial.com/CLO. Products and financial services provided by the Lincoln National Life Insurance Company, Fort Wayne, Indiana, and in New York. Lincoln Life and Annuity Company of New York, Syracuse, New York.
I'm Jim Furyk, 16-time PGA Tour winner. Whether I'm on tour or vacationing with my family, I make sure MedJet is there with me. It's priceless peace of mind. MedJet keeps me in the game.
As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, your membership includes medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. With memberships starting at $99, you don't have to be a tour pro to travel like one. Visit MedJetRadio.com to get your membership today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to MysticStampPad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to MYSTICstampAD.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to MysticStampAd.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or MysticStampAd.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
What you're about to hear will help you remember where to find the best water filter products at the best prices on the web. There. Did you hear it? BerkeyShop.com. With the newest Berkey products in stock, the best prices on Berkey products anywhere, fast free shipping, and the most amazing customer service. BerkeyShop.com. Home of all Berkey water filter products like the Big Berkey for producing clean drinking water by removing contaminants, chemicals, heavy metals, and even fluoride. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to get your Berkey water filter, perfect for home, travel, camping, or disasters. And BerkeyShop.com is the perfect site to get your Berkey, because we're open 24-7, with free shipping and no sales tax. Even celebrities and NFL athletes shop at BerkeyShop.com. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to order your Berkey products. That's 888-6-BERKEY, or go to BerkeyShop.com. For everything Berkey, shop BerkeyShop.com.
It is time for us to bid you a good day. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen here reviewing what's going on this Wednesday. Today's Wednesday.
All day.
Yeah, I'm just looking at something that says Tuesday, March 14th. Hello? Not quite. No. It is the 14th. The Ides of March will be tomorrow. Beware, Jennifer.
Hey, you know what that means?
Of March. What?
It's our 6-year anniversary.
Is it?
Yes, the Ides of March.
Wow.
I know. Can you imagine?
Forget, yes.
6 years. We could have had a lot of kids. We could have really raised the population.
Right, yes. We're talking about children and all kinds of things that are related to the population of our country and of the world. If we didn't have such a large population, would we have problems like we do in Afghanistan, for example? The president yesterday spoke out about the killing of the civilians by the soldier over the weekend. He said, quote, the U.S. takes this as seriously as if it were our citizens. Just as serious. Killing Afghans is as serious as killing Americans. I think a human being is a human being, and that's not necessarily what some of our fellow countrymen would agree to. There are a lot of people in America, Jennifer, who think the Afghanis are slime, and they are they aren't rated or ranked as American. Americans are better. It's kind of like humans thinking that they are better than any other species on the planet, and therefore there are many people who think that Americans, shall we say, are better than Afghanis, and that's like whites are better than blacks, and that's Christians are better than Jews, and that smart people are better than dumb people. You know, it goes on and on and on and on and on. Where does it stop?
Blondes are better than brunettes.
I've heard that as well. Yes, right. Yeah, right. All right. So anyway, whether that adds to the debate or not remains to be seen. Your expert opinion is always welcome at 800-510-8255. So here we have Lindsay Lohan doing what comes naturally.
Yeah, getting into trouble. That's what comes naturally for her.
Yeah. All right. So what's the scoop?
Oh, my gosh. TMZ is reporting that just after midnight today, Lindsay was in her new Porsche when she left the Sayers Club
after
in Hollywood.
After midnight. You know that song?
Remember
that
song? I'll be walking after that one? Yeah. Anyway,
so
she was driving out of a
car.
Brand new Porsche. Beautiful. Well, it used to be. And she was leaving this hookah lounge parking lot.
What is that? Is that the
hookah's
name of it?
It's flavored. No, the Sayers Club is where she was. This is a hookah lounge parking lot, a hookah lounge connected to this parking lot. Hookah is a flavored tobacco that people smoke out of these huge, ridiculous-looking pipes.
So she was there?
No, she was at the Sayers Club.
At the Sayers Club?
in Hollywood. Yes.
Okay. I don't
but
know.
She was in a parking lot connected, somewhere around there, yeah. She was in a parking lot connected to a hookah lounge.
Yeah.
And all of this paparazzi and people were just standing around looking at her and watching her leave. And the manager came out and she hit him with her car.
She hit the manager?
Of the hookah lounge with her car and then peeled out and took off.
Well, that's mature of her.
Very mature. Cops were called. People were interviewed inside the hookah lounge, including the manager. He was okay. He was just lightly struck.
Right.
And she
so maybe
did,
in her defense, did she even know it?
Yeah. Her car was kind of junked up, but
hold on a minute. How could her car be junked up if she just touched
the
guy?
Well, I think she might have hit something else, possibly, in addition to him. And then we're told, though, that maybe Lindsay was the one who called the police herself. She was too scared to stop because of the paparazzi, so she called the police to report that she had left.
We're told that? By whom are we told?
TMZ is reporting that.
We're told. Did you talk to him at TMZ?
I did, actually.
Really? How are they doing over there?
They're my friends. I use them every day.
Good.
Perfect. So she probably didn't violate any law, which is good for her if he's not injured and he doesn't want to press in.
Call Gloria Allred. Get her on the phone. Lindsay's being prosecuted. Whatever. You know that law that she's trying to sue Rush Limbaugh on behalf of Ms. Vluk in Florida, the law that was passed in 1884. That some people have cried. I don't know whether she's going to get anywhere.
I like Gloria Allred on a personal level. She's very funny and witty, and you wouldn't expect it.
Great
lady. Man, oh man, does she smell out these cases.
Time for weather, traffic and weather on the 8s.
Okay.
On the Good Day program. The traffic, always bad. Look out for other cars, as Lindsay Lohan proved.
As far as
the weather is concerned, a lot of rain yesterday in Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, several feet of water.
Oh, my gosh.
In, let's see here, St. Landry, Lafayette, Arcadia, and St. Martin parishes. So a wet day. Those of you who are in Lafayette, for example, what's the weather like there this morning? 800-510-8255. I understand. I've been told.
I sound like Limbaugh.
I've been told. Hundreds of people were evacuated. Dozens of motorists were stranded. Flooding caused the major highway through St. Landry Parish to be closed. 7 feet of water in some of these areas. 15 inches of rain late Monday and early yesterday in 5 hours.
You know how much rain? That's a lot of rain.
That is.
No shortage of drinking water in those areas. By the way, did you know, am I using by the way too much?
By the way.
I used it twice. There is a law that has been proposed. As a matter of fact, I think it's in effect some places, disallowing you from collecting rain in a barrel and using it for yourself. Do you know that?
Hmm. No. Is that safe? How do you treat the water? Or you use it for your garden or something?
Wait a minute. Are you so... Oh, my heavens.
I'm a city girl. Explain it to me.
Did you hear what she just said? Ladies and gentlemen, Jennifer Horn just said, how do you treat it? What do you mean, how do you treat it? It's natural. Come out of the sky.
Yeah, but
drink.
In Los Angeles, you're getting smog and junk and nuclear leftovers from Japan.
That's so much malarkey. There's a little bit of stuff in the sky here.
So let me ask you this.
It's nowhere near
it
what
rains,
it used to be.
Yes, you collect it.
Yes,
you let
it
sit for 4 months, and you go out and take a glass of it. You can't tell me that it's not going to make you sick.
I smoke
stagnant water with mosquito bugs.
No, you're buying into this nonsense. Where do you think the water in ponds and lakes and streams that you drink, you just drink it? That stuff's not treated. You just drink it.
I want it.
You're
I'm a city person. Doug, don't be so mean. I don't know these things.
I'm
an LA girl.
You're an example of what's wrong with this country. The government has to protect you from what? Drinking water?
No, I'm just wondering. I don't want the government to do it. I just want to know if I have to boil it first.
No. You could if you wanted to, but
I would, because I'm not going to drink stagnant water after it's been sitting down not moving. At least when you're drinking out of a river, it's moving.
Yeah. I think you're a perfect example. If you don't mind me using you as an example of
everything wrong with the country. Sure, Doug, go ahead, use me.
Not everything, but a few things. A couple of things. 800-510-8255. Okay, so Peter Fasanelli, who is Roberta Fasanelli. She's an important part of this program. She is related to Peter as cousins. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to picture Jenny Garth, his wife. What is she?
Oh, she's so cute. Like? She's the blonde that was on Beverly Hills 90210.
Yeah.
She played Kelly, and she was also on Dancing with the Stars. A couple of other TV shows in between, but I think you would probably know her from one of those best. But she just started a reality show, so I wonder if this is going to be with her new life or if it's going to be pre-divorce. It was about moving out of L.A. into the country and starting their life there. So,
really?
Yeah. But they made an announcement.
By herself?
I know. Starting a new life in more ways than one. But Peter Fasanelli is definitely more. When they got married, she was the famous one. Uh-huh. And now he is way more famous than she is because he's been in all the Twilight movies. So, you know, those give him a lot of attention.
Really?
They've been married for 11 years, though, so it's kind of sad. You wanted to see them work it out, I think.
No,
but they've split.
I don't care.
I do, because they're a nice couple. And they said, quote, "Well, we've decided to end our marriage. We both share the same deep love and devotion to our children."
That's smart.
Isn't that nice?
That's
smart.
We
remain dedicated to raising our beautiful daughters together. We ask for privacy and respect during this time.
Fine. That makes good sense. That's
Yeah, cool. They have three daughters. Sorry, yeah. Luca 14, Lola 9, and Fiona 5.
Yep.
It was his first marriage, her second. And he was seen out in L.A. yesterday riding a motorcycle around without any wedding ring on. So I guess he's living free. Yeah.
Wow.
Breaking news.
Yes. But Megan, my daughter, and I went to see The Artist last night.
Oh, how was it?
It was worth every bit of promotion. I thought it was stupendous.
Good.
Really liked it. Megan said to me, "Dad, have you ever seen a black and white movie or a?"
Has he seen them? He used to go all the time, Megan.
Have I ever seen a movie that was not a talkie, as it were? And I have not, actually. But it was just a wonderful story, and you like both of the main characters. And James Cromwell was wonderful in it as the driver. I thought he was very, 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 very...
But how was the real star?
It was likable.
Star. The real star was the dog, wasn't it?
The dog is wonderful, too. Dog is just...
Uggy, I think, is the dog's
Uggy.
Name.
Yeah. Perfect. It was just nice. Anybody who hasn't seen it that wants to spend a couple of hours enjoyably... Go with somebody that you like. You will like that movie. 17 before the hour. Listen to this.
Yes?
The million bottle giveaway continues. You heard me a few months ago talking about this product called Master Prostate, which has all of the 12 key ingredients that you need to promote a healthy prostate function. Now, the second million are being given away. Can you imagine in 4 or 5 months they gave away a million bottles of this stuff? And now, on the second million, you got to be a new customer, and you got to call 800-421-1712. 800-421-1712 to get a product that actually works. If you're getting up at night to go to the bathroom, this will be over. Take it. It will end the problem you have sleeping. Also, will help your urine flow and your intimacy. There's no reason for you to wait. Right now, call 800-421-1712 and try Master Prostate. It is all natural. The best part is you try it free. You'll pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. 800-421-1712. Make sure you take advantage of this amazing free bottle offer. When it's gone, it's gone. These people have done extraordinarily well with this product, and they want to get you started on it. Women, more than men, Jennifer, are calling 800-421-1712 to take care of the needs of their loved one. 800-421-1712.
On my journey to help save people money on car insurance, people have been really surprised to learn that GEICO can also help with renter's insurance. They're even more surprised when I tell them it costs as little as $12 a month. But perhaps what's most surprising is that I still live with my mum. Yeah, I know, I really should start thinking about renting my own place. But then I'd have to get my own tea kettle, sofa, shower curtain, soap dish.
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish installed free. Plus HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, and Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing, and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
It's actually four frees.
What?
Yes, it's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you get free expert help. See, that's four frees.
You just blew my mind. Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
I've got stuff to do. I can't let pain get in the way. But I can turn to Advil for tough pain relief. Advil PM for relief of nighttime pain and sleeplessness. And Thermacare for long-lasting back pain relief. They're my partners in fighting tough pain. So I can walk the dog. I can take the kids to the park. I can do the things I want. Look for Advil, Advil PM, and Thermacare at your neighborhood drugstore or food store. Use these products as directed. With the right relief, I can keep going.
All right, so I don't know how to deal with this, but I might as well just deal with it, right?
Okay, let's hear it.
An unexpected donation from a strip club here in Los Angeles has saved a little league. The Lenox Little League of L.A. County was struggling financially, and they were going to go away.
Mm-hmm.
However, now it will continue to operate for at least another year because of donations from local businesses, including the Jet Strip Gentlemen's Club.
Good for them. I think that's okay.
The Jet Strip parent company, Lenox Entertainment, has a history of local philanthropy. Opening day ceremonies from the Little League are either last weekend or this weekend, I think they start again. Because kids out here get started.
They don't wear shirts in this Little League.
Right. No pants. No, I'm being
tassels. Precise,
you know, so many people give them a hard time, give these strip clubs or whatever a hard time. There's a part, maybe a poor choice of words, but you understand the point. Good for them.
Now, I think it's cool, and I think it's good that they accepted the money. I mean, yeah, hello, you need it.
A little too much judgmental stuff. All right, so Jennifer.
Yes.
What do we know about Gerard Butler and his outside activities or inside activities or whatever. He's in the news. Gerard Butler's been
he's
in a lot of
movies.
He's
the one that just got out. He just got out of rehab.
Yeah.
Exes include Jennifer Aniston, and he's a little. He's kind of a hottie. I'd put him on the
300.
Hottie
the
list.
First movie he was really in of significance was that movie, The 300.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, apparently he has affairs with a lot of women, and
yes.
He, you know, single, married, whatever. He doesn't really care. And apparently this married woman who he had an affair with last year, which led to her ending her second marriage, also just came out and said that she ended her first marriage because she cheated with Dave Navarro.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So she ended her first marriage because she was cheating with Dave Navarro, ended her second marriage because she was cheating with Gerard Butler. And apparently their relationship ended Navarro's marriage with Carmen Electra as well.
I want to know who this woman is. What is this?
Yeah, it's like a weird circle of crazy.
Right. Yeah, it is kind of crazy. All right, so that's that story. We got lots of stories here. It's story time on Good Day, 51 after the hour.
We
all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now, 53 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's time for us to find out what's going on in the world of technology, a daily update. Shelley Palmer gets us started. Apparently, the Yahoo lawsuit against Facebook is going ahead, even though Facebook and Yahoo have a pretty intertwined business relationship. This seems kind of weird. And so we'll figure a little bit more. We'll find out more about it anyway. Shelley Palmer up next year on Good Day.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell, you're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing? Okay. Today I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling wee or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay, just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day, and the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the digestive advantage from Schiff.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Walmart unveiled a disc-to-digital service that lets you buy online access to movies you've already purchased on DVD or Blu-ray. Starting April 16th, you can take your discs to a Walmart and pay $2 to access a standard definition copy of your movie or $5 for an HD version. If you've always wanted to be able to watch any movie you own on any device you own, this is the service for you. In other news, Yahoo filed a lawsuit against Facebook for patent infringement. Yahoo claims that Facebook is infringing on 10 individual patents. Not surprisingly, Facebook disagrees. By the way, this is not a new trick for Yahoo. If you remember, it sued Google in the run-up to its IPO, which yielded Yahoo a pretty nice chunk of Google's pre-IPO shares. As you know, those shares turned into real money. Is Yahoo trying the same trick again? You be the judge. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
State Farm Insurance.
Are you the one who bought my husband a Falcon?
Excuse me?
You saved my husband over $480 by switching to State Farm, and he bought a Falcon with it.
How awesome!
is that?
We can't control what our customers do with their savings.
Stop buying him frivolous things.
What do you want me to do?
Buy me frivolous things.
Save an average of $480 when you switch your auto policy to State Farm. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010 National Survey of New Policyholders reported savings by switching to State Farm.
And now the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I want to say crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky.
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Ma'am, are you crying?
I cry when I'm happy.
Well, that makes two of us.
All right, on the Good Day program, here's a discussion about Facebook privacy as it applies to people who are either your employees or children at school. The ladies on The View had pretty interesting conversation about this.
A 12-year-old girl is suing. This is something that would interest so many people. She is suing her school for forcing her to tell them her Facebook password after she criticized school employees online. Now we hear that some government agencies and colleges have also started asking applicants for passwords so that I guess that they can find out what's being said about them. Is this a violation of privacy?
I have a problem with them doing it to her because, first of all, they, you know, it's contact me first as her parents because they took this girl. She had posted some stuff on her Facebook about the hall monitor, and somebody told the teachers they pulled her out of class and forced her to sit there while they read her Facebook page. This is a young girl, so I feel like as a parent, no, you don't. You call me first.
Here's the problem.
Just whistleblowing too.
Actually, in terms of Facebook and all online pages, we're actually in new territory. Parents can't even access their kids' Facebook pages. There was a kid who committed suicide, unfortunately, and he posted some photos of himself on his Facebook page, and his parents are yet to get control of that Facebook page, as far as I last read. It's a really hard thing. So
but
in some instances, you're granted just total independence as a child, and in other instances, people are trying to take your rights and get your password when it comes down to school
and
employers.
But now some employers were requiring people in the interviews to open up their Facebook. Now, that I don't agree with, because I'm like, you know, that it's...
If you were hiring someone, would you want to see their Facebook page?
No, because I feel like you should be able to have your personal life separate from your professional life, as long as it's not illegal.
We have going into someone's diary, which is against the law.
Are we under the impression here that putting something online is that secret?
If you want to see my Facebook page and you're hiring me, then I want to see your Facebook page. I want to make sure you and your husband don't want me swinging with you.
With you.
With you.
It's 59 after on Good Day.
In the past.